We're talking now with Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrad as the Cardinals taking on Humboldt last night at home, and coach falling to Humboldt 37-0. But before we get into the game, let's talk a little bit about the weather. Obviously, you knew coming into tonight it was going to be a warm one. So how did you guys prepare getting ready for this week, knowing that it was going to be a warm one out there on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, being up here, you know, those early first 2 weeks are going to be hot. So, you know, we really work them hard right at the beginning of practice. And, you know, we talk about how it's going to be hot and you just got to focus on your job, whether you're tired, you know, and try to kind of push through it and play as hard as you can for as long as you can. And then if you need to get you a break, we'll get you a break. But a lot of it's just, you know, you're training your mind to just push through it.
And we'll jump into the contest now as you guys fall to Humboldt 37-0. Tell me a little bit about the game from your perspective, coach.
You know, Humboldt, they're a really good football team. You know, they're big, they're fast, you know, they're well coached. You know, that's a really good football team. They're in the dome last year in 3A for a reason, you know, and they brought some of those guys back, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. So, and we just came out and played. I'm really proud of how our guys played. They played tough and hard for, you know, as long as they could. You know, we just had too many guys going on both sides of the ball, and they just kind of wore us down, and we just couldn't get much going on offense.
Yeah, and you guys went into the halftime break trailing by 23. What was the conversation there? Because you get a little bit of a break there at halftime, and then coming back out of the halftime, what was your guys' goal in the second half?
Yeah, you know, in the second half, you know, defensively, you know, we just needed to tackle better, you know, and then offensively, we just needed to focus on just moving the chains, getting a drive together. You know, we turned it over there in a bad spot, and then we had a block punt, you know, so, I mean, it was kind of, we were putting the defense in a tough spot, so, you know, but like I said before, just, I'm proud of how hard they played, you know, but, you know, we got to execute better.
And your game was entered a weather delay with 4:08 left in the third quarter. That's a little bit different as well. And then the game ends up not being resumed and becomes official at that point. Talk a little bit about adding that weather delay element in and kind of what your guys' focus were. Because I'm sure initially going in, you guys were expecting to come out of the weather delay and play more football.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these guys went through it last year, week one. You know, I think everybody in the area kind of had that where we had weather delays. And unfortunately, last year we came out and we finished the game. You know, you always want to play all four quarters for the guys, get as many snaps as they can. But, you know, and they were going to add some more time, and we were just talking, and who knows how much more or how much longer we would have been sitting there. And, you know, the end goal is to also, obviously, you want to play well and win, but you also want to get out of there healthy. And I was talking to the Humboldt coach and our administration, and we just agreed that getting out healthy and not sitting around for 2 hours is the right decision for us.
And, Coach, with that, you guys will shift your focus to next week, where you guys will take on an Algona football team that, you know, after losing some pieces last year, felt maybe you didn't know what you would see out of Algona this year, and they played some good football. Another win last night over Clear Lake, and they're going to come in as a 2-0 football team. So what are you guys expecting out of Algona, and how do you guys find a victory?
Well, you know, we've played Algona the last handful of years, so we kind of know what they're going to do. You know, they're going to be well-coached. They're going to have a great game plan. You know, we just got to, you know, match their intensity and their effort, and we got to execute on our end better. You know, just prepare our butts off to play a really good Algona football team.
And, Coach, with that, you guys will get a play back at home again, so it'll be exciting to once again play on your own field.
Yep, definitely love playing at home. You know, getting the home crowd, you know, having your facilities, your comfort, not having to get on a bus and ride it. But, yeah, it's definitely all comes down to playing on the field, you know, whether you're playing at home or away, so we got to just execute.
Yeah, and kind of go back to me for me really quick about, you know, we talked about it coming into this game, but you guys getting to play at home, in this contest. It was your first time being at home. So how was the energy around the field and around town, and were people excited? You guys have a good crowd on hand.
Yeah, it definitely was a good crowd when we playing at home. It's always good to be there, especially that first one. People are excited. You know, they haven't seen high school football in, you know, a year. So they always get excited, and it was good to be home.
Awesome. Well, Coach, we'll wish you the best of luck against Algona coming up next week, and we can't wait to talk to you again next Saturday after a Cardinal win. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
That was Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrad.